from a military perspective? I mean, is this going to change wars and stuff?
No, there is a problem. I'll tell you why. I mean, you can just think about it. You can use logic about it. I mean, soldiers living proximity to other in barracks and that type of thing. So straight away, you've got a massive problem out there. And I seem to see why Israel has this sort of hysteria about this whole thing, because it finds itself in a situation where...
I'm going to say that the word hysteria is quite... judgmental, because okay. Maybe it's not hysteria.
I'm saying so many judgmental things today.
Yeah. Have you noticed that about
change
it?
Change that for me.
David, you've changed.
You have.
What can I use in place of hysteria?
No, they've got a severe reaction.
Yes. If it's severe strong measures. Strong
if it's hysteria or
hysteria
not,
was one
actually.
Word, severe reaction is 2 words. I thought I'd be economical and just.
We don't pay you per word here.
Maybe caution.
Okay, yes. they are over. Oh, no, we shouldn't even say
overly.
They are very cautious.
Extremely cautious. Mm.
Extremely.
Because that's non-judgmental.
That's great. Cautious. So the Israelis are extremely cautious for a number of different reasons, because they have a real military problem. And if this coronavirus can degrade the military to quite a severe extent. And if you think about it, I mean, the Israelis have got quite a sophisticated high-tech army, and it's facing this low-tech type of army that doesn't really worry whether they've got coronavirus or not. So while you're not degrading, your enemy is not really degrading, you are degrading in the face of all this. So it's a real military threat. They have a problem, and armies all over the world. I see exercises have been cancelled, the Israeli American exercises, joint exercises being cancelled. The Koreans have cancelled their exercises, although NATO is carrying on with their military exercise. So we're seeing this move all over the world where the militaries are becoming very, very affected, and they play a very important part in this whole thing. Should there be a breakdown in law and order in various places, they are there to keep law and order. They protect stores from looting, that type of thing. Mm. They prevent movement. Absolutely. They enforce curfews. And they protect national key points. So they play a hell of an important role. So it's, but also, if you think about military, is that who are the military? Mainly young, fit guys, who are not really the target group of this virus. So
they're not target group for death.
Yes.
For death, absolutely. Right. So
they could most probably
after quarantine period function quite well. Mm. And, so there's all these different implications, and we don't quite know how this is going to affect military preparedness around the world. Although we do have a previous epidemic in the 1918 flu epidemic that killed hundreds of thousands of soldiers all over the world.
Yeah. Yeah, for 40, the very reasons 40 that they million were, people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Also medicine has advanced and hygiene has advanced. Mm. But it's a huge problem.
I mean, we no longer suffer from trench foot, do we?
Don't we?
No, I don't.
The only trench he saw was the one they were digging for his father.
You told me you suffered from flat foot.
Flat foot, yes. That's why I was never in the army. Could go to the army with my flat feet. Yes, it was always a problem.
And
my asthma.
Oh,
which I've outgrown, thank goodness, because you don't want underlying conditions in the age of corona.
And then I also thought of something else, and I don't want to put ideas in people's heads, but I'm sure they thought about it before me. Corona is a great dirty weapon, if you think about it. I mean,
that's where the conspiracy theory.
So there's a lot of that, David. What is your thoughts on that? Because we keep hearing it. We keep hearing about biological laboratories in Wuhan. We hear a lot of this stuff, and it's not quite. It's bubbling, but it's not quite getting to mainstream media. So I don't know what to make of this.
Yeah, listen, I don't know about that, but I would say to you that...
I think he does, he's just not saying. That's what I
would say to you.
He could tell you, but he'd have to kill you.
Yeah. If you got it, and I'm not talking about any sort of political movement, but if you got it and you're a certain type of a person, I mean, you can spread it around pretty easily. Mm. And that is a real threat, is that you get some antisocial type of people out there, never mind organized groups. Can you imagine, you know, within an organized group what you could do? Pretty antisocial people out there that can cause a hell of a lot of damage. Mm. So there's that problem also. There's things that we haven't even thought about because it's so new. Different threats.
Really incredible. It is really, really unbelievable that we have no sense of where it's going. We don't know how to behave. David, have you stopped shaking hands?
Absolutely, yeah. I do the elbow now.
Do you do the elbow?
Yeah.
I don't think the elbow is the way to go.
I have to say, I did do a foot kick the other day.
Did you?
It was awkward.
Foot kick?
No. I was in heels.
In heels?
How do you do a foot kick? I mean,
No, footies are very,
first
very,
of all,
very,
I'm a trained professional. I can do anything in heels. And but you're right. I know you don't want to get a little scuff on your
shoes. I'm saying, you know what? You wear decent shoes and then you go and...
Yeah, no, and you don't want to scuff.
Yeah. That would be horrendous. No, you don't want to do that.
So even, I was, why can't you just like look at each other, nod? Like that's, you know, even like on the Japanese sort
the Japanese way, you just take a little
bow.
Just
nod.
I think that's okay. I just can't namaste. I can't take myself seriously namaste.
The thing is with nodding, other people, other people would add a wink.
Can't do the wink. Don't do, nobody needs, nobody must wink.
Not in these times, don't do a wink. Yeah.
No, this is a Monty Python.
A wink can lead to all different types of things.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's, it's just not.
There'd be unforeseen circumstances after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think, I just don't think that that's gonna work.
Yes, no, so I think if you did a little bit of a nod, I didn't think you have to, why do you have to, even elbow, why don't you have to do anything? Just like acknowledge each other, like a little head bow. Mm.
What happens if somebody sticks out their hand? You see, that's the problem. How do you handle
it? You say, I'm not shaking.
It's hard, hey?
It's very hard for me as well. I mean, even Lindy was horrified with me on Friday. Horrified. I wanted to kiss her hello. Then I was holding her hand. She goes, why are you holding my hand?
Yeah, because it's very confusing.
It's very confusing.
But I'm thinking prior, I mean, there was a life prior to Corona. And I'm thinking about what we used to do. I remember putting my hand up to shake somebody's hand.
They had grease
on their hand or something. You know what they did? So you put your hand up like this and they did the elbow type thing. They sort of, so it was around. I mean, that's why I went to the elbow because it's the least offensive. Somebody sticks out his hand and you give that elbow and I think that works pretty well.
Yeah, so it shows you want to engage them.
You want to engage.
I'm not snubbing you, but.
That's the way to go, I think.
Yeah. I think if you walk,
kick,
if you walk into a room,
I will fall over and it won't be cool.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm done with the foot kick.
But the teenagers are doing it.
Yes, all that.
I can see my 18-year-old son doing
it,
and he looks cool.
Things.
But that looks cool when an 18-year-old does it. When a guy in who's 51 does it, it doesn't look cool. I'm sorry.
No. Was that? There's that whole shake. Like, oh, it's a brood.
Yes.
No. Yes. So they have to cut down on that as well. And kids at school are naturally affectionate to each other or always on top of each other.
So that was one of the discussions actually we had quite extensively. I can't believe we're out of time. We could do this all day. But we had this because, in fact, the rabbis, I think, found it very, very difficult because a lot of them are very warm and want to shake hands, but they've got to set the example.
Yeah.
And it's going to have to come from there as well.
I've had to handle it. You know, I'm a very warm person, love to hug everybody when I meet them, you know.
Yes,
I've curtailed that, stopped that.
Yes. Good for you.
But the good thing was, you had started years ago just practicing.
Absolutely. Otherwise it would have come as a shock to me. So yeah, I've handled it.
Right. And this is where we love and leave you.
So much to talk about.
I don't know how we're going to do this.
And it's also Helen Zilla's birthday today.
Oh, no one cares.
Can we sing, happy
birthday to her twice?
Oh, while we wash hands,
we can
let's
sing
do
today.
That.
Just
choose
a person every day.
Yes, that's actually
not a bad
idea.
Because then
you
feel there's a purpose. Find a person whose birthday it is.
As I said earlier, I don't understand why we just can't count to 20, but that's just me. It is 9 o'clock. Hope you enjoyed. Hope you found it informative. I don't know. I think I'm more confused than before I even started the show. Hope you have a fantastic day. Stay safe. Stay hygienic. Don't shake hands. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. For Purim, don't be late.